Barney has met the lead kobold, who can word mouth real good, and agreed to speak on his behalf and to maybe end the animosity between the humans and the kobolds. They also found a weird skull thing that gave Sylvan telepathy powers and made Smiter scream when he touched it. So, that should be interesting. Let's roll!
Now, penis.
Good. Penis. Penis is the first thing.
That's how I want it to start. Right. Started with a penis.
Oh. Ends with a penis.
Oh my god. Give me a second, I gotta find telepathy in the monster manual.
They were describing what Sylvan got.
I got with telepathy that? For 120 feet.
Oh.
And dark vision.
So no, dark not dark vision. It glows. Really bright, all the time.
What, the skull?
The skull, yeah.
But it's all the time?
It's in his backpack, though, so it's fine.
All the time, yeah.
But it's in his backpack, right?
It's in his backpack, yeah. He doesn't have to take it out. But if when he takes it out, it's like 30 feet of light.
Sunlight?
No.
So it's like a torch.
Kind of, yeah. So, telepathy is a magical ability that lets you communicate.
Do all your skulls curl like this?
Yes.
He starts looking at your skull like... The contacted creature doesn't need to share a language with the monster to communicate in this way, but it must be able to understand at least one language. A creature without telepathy can receive and respond to telepathic messages, but can't initiate or terminate a telepathic conversation. A telepathic monster doesn't need to see a contacted creature and can end the telepathic contact at any time. The contact is broken as soon as the two creatures are no longer within range of each other, or if the telepathic monster, which would be you, contacts a different creature within range. A telepathic creature can initiate or terminate a telepathic conversation without using an action, but while the monster is incapacitated, it can't initiate telepathic contact. And any current contact is terminated.
So you can't read minds.
Right.
You can just talk to them.
A creature within the area of an anti-magic field or any other location where magic doesn't function cannot send or receive telepathic messages.
That makes sense, because you're not doing detect thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
So you can... You can't really read his mind.
Yeah.
You can communicate with him telepathically and go, I know you're full of shit. Or something.
You can mess with him.
I was just thinking that. What if I telepathically just like tell him, I'm just like... I don't know the tell them.
He's like...
Which head?
Tell them the truth.
For the entire hour they were sitting, both Smiter and Pius just sat motionless.
Weird.
Really weird.
And he goes, in his head, God?
Maybe.
Okay. Then
tell
he says...
The truth.
What truth? That I'm a couple.
What you're hiding.
That I'm an intelligent couple. I told them.
Where you got that, bro?
No. No, I'm not doing that.
Tell them.
Nope. Anyway.
They can help you.
Something funky's going on. He's not dumb, obviously. So he's like... So he's looking around. He's like...
They're just sitting staring at you. They're doing their sentinel rest thing. But
is that one of you two? Oh my god.
So then standing this
and then Pius is like, is he talking to me?
This is weird. Okay, whatever. I don't know. Do you guys want to go further into the cave or not?
I don't think we have to, right? Isn't it just about now we got to convince this guy to go back to town? So he can try to convince them that he means them no harm.
Well, I mean, Smiter knows the reason why we waited an hour. So he said, not off to the side. He's kind of like, did you do your thing?
I tell him in his head, I can do this now.
Shut up!
Are you God?
Yeah, he looks up.
Don't look up! We are fuck buddies.
Well, he's talking to Smiter. So Smiter's not quite so.
Okay.
But he is.
I'm planting suggestions in his mind. I'm going to see if I can force him
Mm-hmm. Roll. I'll tell you what. Let's do this fair. Roll a
persuasion.
Yeah.
What was the last thing you tried to ask him to do?
Tell him the truth about where you got your intelligence.
Yeah.
But he also said no.
He did say no.
11.
Yeah.
He's like, no. Did he say that he won't tell us the truth?
Talk to me through your
brain. I mean, that's what he did. He's going to tell us. No, he's like, he's still talking. But he still won't tell the truth, he said?
He's hiding something. Mm.
I mean, regardless of whether he's hiding something or not, you kind of believe that he does just want to, you know, work the mines for the humans.
Yeah, but Smiter is not going to like that.
Okay.
Because if he knows they're hiding something, right? Because before he did was like, but he kind of believed them. Well, he didn't disbelieve them. But if he's starting to get that, like, some feedback that he's hiding something. Mm. And he said no. He didn't say what, right? He said no.
So, okay. If push comes to shove, we'll wait until push comes to shove.
Why don't you share the information with the warlock? I don't trust him. Okay.
You don't trust the warlock? I wouldn't either.
Warlocks are hard to trust.
He's all, like, fucking demon-y.
He's all in his little fucking...
I didn't say, but he does have, like, kind of slightly glowing purple eyes.
I mean, you would see that, because that's the only thing that you don't have covered.
Yes.
So
I didn't say it, though, so you never would have known until I just said something.
So yeah, everyone's freaked out by you. Yes.
I mean, not the Warforged.
Well, no, they don't. Their eyes glow anyway.
Yeah, their eyes glow,
it's,
too.
It's just three sets of glowing eyes. It's like,
are you Warforged?
Oh, I tell Smiter, right? I tell Smiter, I'm like, don't tell anybody any of this.
Mm. Okay.
Your brother's an idiot.
I'll give him time. He's very wise.
He's an idiot.
He's got good ideas.
And I don't trust the Columbia.
All right. You guys are just looking at each other like like weirdos.
I mean, although the Warforge does just stare at people.
Yeah, I know. But so
he just did it to the kobold for an hour.
Wizard's like staring back.
I'm reading my spell book.
So Trex goes, all right. Fine. That thing gave you telepathy. Great. Good for you. Listen.
I look up interested.
Okay. What?
I'm reading my spell book.
Sure, okay. Anyway, let me tell you the truth. I am going to tell you the truth because I sincerely want to make peace with the humans and work the mines so that we can live in relative peace.
Mm-hmm.
My real name is Janeth.
Janeth?
Janeth Alwar.
Okay.
I was a neutral human sage.
In life, what?
It's
a lich! Kill it!
Oh my god, I'm not a lich. Stop.
Eldritch Blast.
Oh Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm telling you my story.
Okay, yeah.
Turn undead.
I died.
Oh my god.
I was killed in the foothills of Kelvin's Karn, and I inhabited this kobold. And the only thing that I've done.
Did you take this body against its will?
Listen.
Did you?
The only thing that I've done is stop them from killing humans and demi-humans, and I've been trying to organize them and make them better people.
Miter says, is it working?
Yes, for the most part. I mean, they every once in a while, when you rush into an area with kobolds, they attack.
Do you think, though, that might happen with the miners?
No, if as long as I communicate that the miners are coming back, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Listen, I am not. This is the truth, and you can if you want to roll a perception or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
okay.
Would.
She says that.
If you want to roll perception,
no, she doesn't say that. I see that.
Is it a girl? Is it a girl one? Is it a girl?
It's a girl. Yeah.
Is it a girl in a male kobold body?
Yes.
Oh my god!
It's one of the,
you know how it is.
How does the paladin and cleric feel about this inhabitant in another being's body?
It tries to hit us with its car.
I don't know. I don't know how they would.
Jenner.
I don't think it would. I don't think the. I think they'd be uneasy with it, but it's also like, but how did you come?
I told you how they were attacking humans and demi-humans, and I figured I could at least have them stop doing that. And
but I'm saying, when you died,
did you force your way into this living body, or did this body recently expire and you took it?
No, this body is alive.
No, I realize that, but at the time of you taking,
I mean, is it really that bad? We've been killing a bunch of kobolds. I assume you killed. You
that's my point. Look, I'm actually. If anything, if I left this body, he would be the same dumbass as the other kobolds above, and you made me curse again.
Dumbass.
The potty mouth on this one is outrageous.
Why don't you just leave these kobolds and convince the humans that you're okay?
Because I'm a ghost. The humans.
Oh my god, it's a ghost!
If I'm dead, you know. If humans like anything less than kobolds, it's ghosts.
Yeah, but you don't have to tell them that you're a ghost. You could just say you're a smart kobold and break free from these kobolds.
No, I'm actually trying to do good. If I break free from these kobolds, they're going to go back to their same old ways.
Yeah. Right.
So what are you saying? You just want to kill all the rest of the kobolds, and I go up and go, "Hey, I'm a smart kobold," and you think I'm going to be welcomed with open arms into the human community?
I assume ingratiated.
I mean, there's lots of weirdos up there. That was Pius saying it. A lot of weird things up there.
I don't think that would happen. I mean, this is kind of...
You're talking to robots. There are weird shit out there.
Yeah, but this is my de facto family now. I've grown to like these, the ones right, that are left.
Let's just bring the smart kobold back to town.
Is there anything else in these caves?
You go to the last cavern. Sparkling geodes greet you as you enter this cavern. The gems are partially exposed in places, sticking out from the walls like glassy shards. The floor rises near the eastern wall, leaving a natural ridge with stone ramps leading upward to on either end.
So, another gem room.
Yeah. You got... if so, roll a investigation.
I have a zero.
That would probably be the wizard, yeah.
Good wizard.
Plus three, BB.
Nice.
21.
So you know that if everyone spends an hour chipping away, they can each get a geode worth up to 10 gold pieces.
All right, let's do it.
I tell nobody that because I don't want to do it.
Oh.
Okay.
Sounds exhausting.
You don't have to do it. I mean, other people
can. You can make the kobold do it for you.
That's true.
You can't.
Dick.
Hell, you know who I am now. Fuck you.
I used telepathy. Mm-hmm. Dick. Alright, I got it. We spend an hour, we can each get a geode. 10 gold pieces.
Yeah, I mean, we might as well make some money.
Might as well make some money.
Especially if this fucking.
I turn to the kobold and I go, you know, it would be nice if you and your people helped us get some geodes.
Would be, wouldn't it? You haven't fulfilled your end of the bargain yet. I'm not doing anything for you.
Your end of the bargain is if you don't
want some intimidation from the warlock, like the eyes
flare. Then I come in with a bunch of bright purple, bunch of fucking humans, and we kill everybody here.
Okay.
By you arguing, Smiter and Pi is like ding 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 ding.
Stop it! Hey, stop!
No! Let them. Regardless of what happens, we're taking
it's principle. It's principle now.
I don't know why. You guys are awful.
We're not awful.
Yeah, no, this is the kobold, not the DM saying. You guys are... I'm actually trying to do a nice thing here.
I've been saying let's go back to town for 5 minutes.
You have. But why are you treating me so poorly?
Just want a geode.
Yeah, but I'm not your slave.
Didn't say you were. All I said is I'm about to rub your back. You can rub my back.
Are you about to rub my back? I don't know. You could take me to town and say... This kobold tried to kill us. Please, let's string him up. I don't know.
Now I might.
That's a good idea.
Pius and Smiter wouldn't do that.
I'm putting my faith in you guys. That's what I'm doing. I'm not your slave. I'm not your servant.
I hand her a pickaxe.
I am not your slave or servant.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Even Ray and Jay were like, ding, ding, ding.
He goes over and he starts pickaxing.
He's mad.
Okay, hour later, you guys
get four gems.
So we get each four geodes out of there?
You get each get a 10 gold piece geode.
Alright. Are you writing down four of them?
Yeah. Okay. Geode's 40 gold.
Okay.
Okay.
Neat.
So
let's get something out of this.
Can we go back to town?
Point. Yeah, let's go.
Okay. All right, let's go.
As you're walking through town, obviously, people are like, what the fuck? Why are you bringing the kobold back?
It can talk.
Calm down.
We're bringing it
to the drunkard.
The kobold's like, I can explain. So you're taking it back to the blue clam. And you got the guy. What the fuck?
Christ.
Why is the
kobold? Is your assistant here,
sober
too?
Sober up.
Here.
Disgusting. Should we get your assistant?
No. He's useless.
Yeah, what does that make you?
Listen, why is the kobold here?
This one's smart. He said they'll work in the mines if you let them.
What?
He said they'll work in the mines.
They'll coexist. They'll help you in the mines.
They're
trying to get out of this terrible winter.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this. The kobold steps up.
I put my arm around the speaker, right? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Well, his name's not Speaker. His name's Matthew.
His name's Mathis.
No, but he is the Speaker.
Yeah, he's
the Speaker.
So, like, listen. They will help you. You don't have to send as many men. You can keep more here doing things around town. This is a win-win for you.
Hey, maybe it's the beer, but you're making a lot of sense.
Of course I am.
Plus, you can hit them whenever you want.
Shut the fuck up.
You're not that evil.
Yeah.
You're neutral.
Well, now I want her to get hurt.
Jesus. Ignore
him. I didn't even hear him.
You can hit them.
No. Smiter.
Hold on, you're like, you can hit them!
Yeah, in his head. Yeah, I have no idea. I just see him going.
He's like, I can hit anybody.
And I turn to Silver like, fucking stop.
Because he says it out loud. He's like, I can hit anybody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I can hit it. Stop it. Fucking stop it. Idiot. Smiter, stop him.
Maybe Pius.
Oh, sorry.
Pius is their foot buddies.
It's like, stop at you.
I go into the heads of a couple other patrons and I'm like, we should just start hitting the kobolds.
They're like,
this is becoming problematic. Smash the skull.
All right, maybe
he's a, so. To be fair, he's actually. I'm letting this go. He can be this way.
I think you're onto something.
Pi says, I don't like that skull.
I don't like it either.
Feeling, yeah. Well, let's finish this first.
Let's finish this transaction.
Yeah.
So what do you say, Mathis?
To who?
Just random people.
Like,
we could see Dylan stuff.
Not doing anything. Around.
Well, people
actually, what I make, would we make, would we see?
You would see people going.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And
would
then
we
start
notice?
Eyeballing the kobold.
Yeah, like.
I stop.
So he's like, all right, you, sir, are a scholar and a gentleman. And I would to say thank you for bringing this kobold here for us. Our friend, I'm sorry. What is your name, friend? And he goes,
He's talking about the kobold.
He goes, my name's Trex, and I'm willing to, help the humans mine. I can tell the kobolds not to fight anymore, and they would help mine. They're actually very good miners. We live in caves a lot. And we can probably increase your yield at least twofold. He goes, oh.
I go into a couple of the townsmen's heads. I'm like...
I mean, we want to know until they make any sort of reaction.
Yeah. I mean, every time he does it, like, so let's do this. From a realistic perspective, right? If you hear something that sounds like a voice in your head, right? You're going to look around.
Yeah.
Right?
So we're noticing.
At least Smiter and Rayan are picking up on.
So everyone, every time you do this to someone, they're like, like, confused.
Okay. I'm just doing it every once in a while.
Okay.
But
Rayan is just like staring at you.
That's fine.
Even Trex is like,
It's pretty obvious.
But they don't know I'm whispering, right?
No, but we know you're fooling with them, and it's not going to be good things.
Yeah. So Trex is like, he's like, you've been pretty good for a kobold. Yes, I'm aware. I was gifted with paranormal intelligence, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
Just not.
We're not disagreeing. I'm just hoping.
I whisper to a few other.
Yes.
It's a he. Someone says back.
It's
a girl ghost and a boy body.
No, but he fucked up. He fucked up and somebody goes, it's a he, and it's just like.
Yeah, someone said out loud, it's a he.
Are the two more forms just staring at him?
Yeah, they're looking down at you. Because. Yeah.
So
you have to realize they trust each other, like, implicitly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're not like, oh, I don't trust this guy. Like, they're like, if the one's like, I have a bad feeling, it's like, okay.
So the
So if Smiter's like, I don't like that skull, Spy's like, no, I don't like it either.
So
Rayan was actually jealous of you getting it, so he also doesn't like
it. for greed reasons.
Yeah, for greed reasons.
So the speaker's like, I really can't make any decisions right now, but let's let this go for tonight, and I would welcome you all to stay at the inn with my dime.
No,
thank you.
Before you go, sir, I believe there was a reward.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
So,
sorry.
you guys go to the inn, and you know they're.
Well, Smiter wants to go outside and say, "Like, let's go talk about the skull outside."
Well, Trex is with you, so like he's also allowed in.
No, we want Trex with us because we don't trust the townspeople right now. There was a lot.
That's
fair. We keep Trex with us.
So
we go out to the thing.
It's all five of us outside.
Yeah, we're outside. We're looking down at the gnome guy.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what's up with the skull?
I'm not doing anything.
Dude, we saw the townspeople looking really confused and looking around.
I'm just messing.
And we heard one of them say, "It's a he."
Is it? So, just messing with them a little bit.
I mean, he can hear you. He can hear you. Trex is like, I mean, technically, I am a he, but right. I was a female in life. Technically.
But he's like, but didn't we all agree on this plan? Smiter said
we did.
We did. No one's messing with the plan.
I beg to differ.
And you're talking to people's heads.
Yeah. We know you are.
I don't like that skull.
Right. We saw what you were doing to the speaker as well.
Can I tune to it?
No. Skull's fine.
Why not? I'll give it back.
Skull's fine.
No, you don't need the...
Why don't you let him look at it real quick?
You can look at it, but it's mine.
Yeah, it's all right.
Look with your eyes.
Open your bags.
No, it's very shiny. I don't want anybody to see it.
It is very shiny.
Yeah, it's very shiny.
You take it out. It's extremely bright.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Just leave it alone. Okay, we don't need to frighten the townspeople any more than they are. They're hearing voices. They're crazy.
Oh, so they are hearing voices.
Yeah, I don't deny that. I was messing with some of them.
Why would you do that? As we're trying to, like, forge this delicate relationship and you're fucking with it.
It's a new ability.
It's a good question. I mean, it is a new ability, and but it is a very
good question. Yeah, but this is a very delicate time.
You're right. I'm not thinking it through. You're right. So I won't mess with the brains anymore.
No more brain messing.
What do you think, Smiter?
I whisper in your head, no more brain messing.
Now he's messing with me.
Is he still messing with you?
Yep.
He said, I'm getting that skull. He goes to grab it from the bag.
The skull is not yours.
He tries to grab it.
I guess it would be a strength against strength.
I wonder who wins here.
Unless he's going to attack him.
He's not trying to attack him.
No, I mean, unless he's going to attack him.
Yeah, I mean, you have that choice. Smiter's not looking to hurt you.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Oh, that's a good roll for strength.
17.
What?
Oh, not enough. 7, 9.
Yeah.
So he just rips it away from you, like, fuck off.
Like, it's fine, right? I'm done. I was just joking. It's a joke. Mm. It was a joke. Let's move on.
It's a little hard to move on from that when you reacted so viscerally right there.
Let's move on.
I don't trust you. At all.
You don't have to trust me. I just met you. Let's just do this thing and let's move on.
We're done in the morning. We're done. We get this reward. We're done.
Okay.
This will be a quick adventure.
All
right. Okay. So you guys go to the inn.
Rex will sleep in my room. Unless did the mayor get or the speaker get him his own room?
No, it's like it's three rooms.
Is it still the three? Yeah. Rex will be with me.
Okay.
Or Trex.
Trex, yeah. Trex. Trex, like, thank you. Mm-hmm. No funny stuff.
No.
Okay, good.
This is for protection.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do. Immensely.
Shoots a glance at Sylvan.
I agree. The townsfolk could be very dangerous.
Mm. It's not the townsfolk I'm worried about.
So, do you like, you know, you can get food, drinks, not or the, you can just go
the,
to bed?
Not the Warforged.
Yeah, I'll have a, is it fish stew?
Yeah, we also have some filet of knucklehead trout.
No, I don't want that. I'll have fish stew.
Okay, fish stew it is.
And a,
five copper.
And an ale.
That'll be, let's just say one silver piece. Anyone else want anything? Do you want any burnt flesh there, Kobol?
No, okay. I thought you were talking to the robot, the Warforged.
The Kobol's like, no, I'll take the filet. Yeah. Does that have lemon on it and dill? The guy's like, I'll just have the filet. It's fine. How much is that? He pulls out a silver piece. He's like, he's eating very properly.
Pius is trying to decide if he needs to do something about the wizard. It's tough because he's a lawful good.
Man, this just reeks of Automon. This is like, this just feels like...
The problem is, in the other one, they're chaotic. They're generally neutral or chaotic good. So they're okay. We're like, all right, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
You do you. But lawful good don't let things drop.
Yeah.
They don't.
No, it's like a dog on a like pit bull mentality.
Yeah. So the whole time, Pius is just looking at you. Like, which he does to a lot of people.
He's like right here. It's like.
You kind of get the sense that he's looking at you way more than he was before. Because he's trying to, he's like, do I let it go? But Smiter says it's a bad skull. So it's probably a bad skull. I mean, Smiter screamed. He doesn't scream. Probably a bad skull. The chicken head thing is probably bad. Dad attacked us, and that was a big one, so and he saw it in his head, so it's probably bad.
I talk in your head, I got what you're thinking about.
He said, I don't like that skull. You were nicer before the skull.
Are you saying this out loud?
We were fuck buddies.
We were fuck buddies. Don't say that out loud.
Hold on.
I mean, he got a 16 wisdom, so he know like
he's yeah he's wise.
Like he like you know of all the people that are like
he's not smart, but he knows something's up.
Yeah, he trusts his gut.
The skull's fine.
Ironically,
he's smart but not wise, which is.
Yeah, that's a problem. When you're smart and not wise.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fine.
Things like this happen.
So, we're just going to say that it's morning. The the speaker comes to the inn in the morning. Looks pretty rough. He's eating some stew. And goes, I'm really sorry for the way I was acting yesterday. I apologize. Sometimes I imbibe too much. You know, I like my libations.
Are you still interested in doing business?
Absolutely, yeah. Let's. He goes to shake the Trex's hand, and you know, and he goes out into the town, and he calls. Rings the town bell. He goes, listen, people, we're going to reopen the mines. And I know this is a little odd. But we are going to work with the kobolds. The only reason that the people ran is because kobolds usually are bad. But apparently this group of kobolds are good. And they're going to help us mine. So I'd like to introduce you to Trex. He can...
Pious plan.
He can explain what they're going to do. And he goes into this long... He goes into this long speech about how he can increase the output of the mine, and you know, and people are like, okay, all right, yeah. So, and the speaker says,
the burgomaster,
and we have these fine people to thank for bringing us this newfound luck. And
to be fair, it was mostly made
up. Okay. To these, I give them the full reward of 50 gold pieces and our thanks as a town for helping us reopen the mine and having the money flow again.
Is it fair, though, if like one person does a better job than the other ones? Don't you think that maybe he should get like a little bit more?
Pius is looking at him.
I'll leave that up to you guys. I wasn't there, so I'll just give you guys 50 gold pieces. If you did more, you know, that's up to
the group. I'll take it. We can distribute it.
Here you go.
Yeah, give it to the cleric.
They all clap.
Okay.
So, you guys, level up.
Oh. Well, when we rest, right?
After you rest.
Yeah.
But technically, you rested.
Yeah, I was going to say we did rest, because that was the next day.
Yeah, technically.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Technically.
So, should we all level up?
Level up, baby. Huh?
Should we all do our level up?
We can level up.
All right. I wasn't ready for this.
What? Mm-mm. He's lying. He's totally ready.
Do you want me to pause?
No, it doesn't matter. I'll edit it out.
Ew.
Boing.
So, my cleric gets another spell slot. He gets a channel divinity.
Nice.
Which nice. Is channel divinity.
It's healing, right?
Turn undead.
Turn around undead.
Oh.
I'll be your undead. Oh, and whatever the life domain.
Yeah, the life.
Channel divinity
I
is.
Think the life domain is like a some kind of healing.
Yeah,
you play.
What's your go-to healer?
You play Glenn, so
I haven't had to worry about what they actually did. Like I just write down what I can do, which is turn undead
around,
and then preserve life, which is as an action I present my holy symbol and evoke energy equal to 5 times your cleric level within 30 feet of you. Yeah, and then get the item and blah blah blah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Should have been a life cleric.
What?
I should have been a life cleric in the last adventure.
Yeah, it's nice.
War cleric, kind of lame. I mean, it was some of stuff's cool, but for the most part, it's not worth it. Life cleric is really the only place to go.
So he gets extra spell slot, channel divinity, papa. Oh, well, that's an optional. Harness divine power. I assume we're not doing optional stuff.
No, I don't think so, no.
You can expend to fuel your spells as a bonus action. You can regain 1 expended spell slot.
I don't know. You can do that. I don't care.
Okay. I'll put that as another one.
It's a channel divinity, right? You lose a channel divinity.
Yeah, it's so channel divinity.
You only get 1 a day, so for now.
I'll just do that.
You got you leveling up over there, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's D&D beyond. That's it.
So paladin level 2, he gets 2 small slots.
Smites.
He can do divine smite. He gets a fighting style.
Retarded.
Derp derp.
Best effort.
Is it warm in here?
Nah, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe it's just the alcohol.
Drink more.
That's how you do it. Until you get cool.
I mean, it's so lame, but I always like doing the defense
fighting style. Plus 1 AC.
Plus 1 AC, right?
Yeah, it's smart. I mean, it's good at this level.
Yes. Especially when you're the tank.
I mean, it's also like one of his... He's His main goal is protecting
Pius.
Like.
Who also has chainmail and a shield. And
it doesn't matter.
It's like a.
It's not about what Pius can or cannot do.
It's more of like a brotherly protection.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
I think it's wonderful.
Huh?
I think it's wonderful.
Do I get a...
Sylvan, on the other hand, not a fan.
Oh, I get some. I'll look up the spell list later.
Okay.
That's fine.
You guys level up? Okay. Everyone's good? Okay. So max hit points?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pius goes to the gnome, and he's like, can we have that skull?
For what?
Get that skull.
I want it. I want to take it and see that if it makes me bad. It's made you bad. you seem to be worse as a person.
As a humanoid.
He's
I
not.
Don't think so, dude.
I feel fine.
As a piece of shit, you're turning into a piece of shit.
He commands you to give it to him.
Oh! I use a spell?
Yeah. Make a wisdom saving throw.
I'm gonna resist.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, obviously you would.
Stop, yeah, for sure.
That spell save is 13.
Yeah, so you resisted.
The skull is not a problem. The problem is that rodent that we just signed a deal with the townspeople. He's
yeah.
not a good person.
He said, I'm like a little dragon.
But are you still with us?
Wait, you're not here. Get out of here, little rodent.
This thing. Was after our thing.
Yeah,
here.
Oh, okay, yeah. So
you see. Rodent.
What are you doing?
I thought I was part of the
back
party.
To your people.
I'm not part of the party. I thought we were hanging out, guys.
No, it's bedtime,
oh,
man.
Man.
Smiter does. I think you should give it to us. They're not gonna let it. He's not gonna let it go. Neither of them are gonna let it go.
I'm not giving it to you.
I think it's bad for you.
No.
You're a friend.
Yeah, we are friends.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're doing this.
Because something's wrong.
Nothing's wrong.
Something's wrong.
I just don't. I think that you don't like the fact that I have this new power and you don't.
No, we'll give it back.
When?
We're gonna tune to it and then we'll give it back.
No.
Something's wrong. Why not?
Nothing. Because if you attune to it, you're not going to give it back.
Yes, we will.
No, you won't. You'll attune to it, you'll like it, and you'll keep it. And I won't be able to get it back from you. So, I keep it. I'm going to bed.
Oh, this in the morning.
This in the morning.
This
morning, I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
It says, stress me out.
Yeah, this conversation is really wearing
I'm
on
ready
me.
For sleep. Just want to go to sleep.
It seems like you're holding on to it too much.
If you had a new item that gave you the ability to talk to people's minds, you don't.
It doesn't seem that important. Out. You can talk to people with your face.
True.
Yeah. Talk to people with your face.
I talk to people with my face all the time.
That's what I do mostly.
And they talk
it
back
works
with their
well.
Face.
Nearly all
and
of
I,
my talking with my face.
And I hear them in my head holes.
You got two head holes on the side, one in the front. That's how you talk to people.
I mean, technically, he can speak any language, though. Well, no, you can communicate in any language, I should say. You can't speak it, but you can communicate in any language, as long as they speak a language.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which is fine.
I'm just saying. That's why. That might be, as a wizard, that's kind of appealing.
It's pretty cool.
Sure.
So.
I'm saying, it seems to make you mean. Something's wrong. You weren't this aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm out.
I don't like that rodent.
This is not my thing. He's gone.
What rodent are you talking about?
It's over.
I know. So let's just move on. Let's just move on. They don't like it.
Hmm.
Okay.
Wouldn't help me get my stone.
That one thing.
I'm a bitch of a person.
A really horrible person. So,
just
the,
everyone seems fine with it.
So the assistant
seems like you just can't let go of it.
So you're still you guys are arguing outside of the inn. The assistant comes running up and he goes, hey, guys, I heard you said you were looking for that.
The Pius says, "Them, we're not fuck buddies."
Not anymore.
Okay. That's great. I mean, well, did something happen? Are you guys not happy anymore?
I don't
judge. I mean,
I don't judge.
It's cool. It's cool. Whatever. Whatever you guys. I mean, it looks like it would be pretty painful. I don't know which way it's going. Either going way, looks.
I don't have a butthole.
It looks uncomfortable.
His pin cushion.
Anywho, you guys said you were looking for that
lead ingot,
the iron ingots.
No.
You were talking about Togo or what?
Torga.
Torga. I heard he's in Lonelywood.
Where the fuck's Lonelywood?
Same place Sylvan without his fuck buddy.
Pretty far away.
We're all in Lonelywood.
That's neither of the places we thought we were going to find.
Actually, no, it's not that far from here. It's 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's right over there. Yeah.
So you can get there in 2 hours on foot. Yeah. Or an hour if you want to purchase one of our awesome dog sleds for 20 gold.
I mean, we can track it, I think. Huh? Or we can track it for now.
Okay.
Pius goes, I'm like, look, I'll let it go, but you gotta stop talking
to people about fuck buddies.
I said we're not fuck buddies.
By you saying that we're not fuck buddies implies that we may be or were fuck buddies.
I don't see how that works. It doesn't imply anything.
They infer it, to be fair. It's not implied, but it's definitely inferred.
Let's just go to the next town.
All right. So you guys are heading to Lonelywood.